and verse 7. Exodus chapter 16, verse 7 says this, "And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord." He hears your prayers, and what are we that ye murmur against us? So it's referring to, in the morning ye shall see the glory of the Lord, referring to that word that's powerful. And then we also want to look at Exodus chapter 40 and verse 34. And who would like to read that one? Exodus 40 and verse 34. Who's got, you got it, Obed?
"When a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle."
Very good. The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. We're going to see that even more. God's glory, the fact that we can praise him. And we know that the number one attribute of God is his holiness. And glory is pretty close to the fact that he is holy. He's the true and living God. Then in Leviticus 9, verse 6.
"And Moses said, this is the thing the Lord commanded that ye shall do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you."
Unto you, yes, the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you, especially when you think about Israel and the cloud that came over the temple. And then we also have 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 11. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 11. Right here. Yes, isn't that something? For the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. He couldn't see because of the glory of God. That God is so powerful and his glory was so evident. And then Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, chapter 16 and verse 10. Who's got that? Kevin.
"Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of the Lord rejoice and seek the Lord."
Yes, his glory, his glory. Then we also have in the same chapter, verse 24 and then 27 through 29. So who's got verse 24? Yes, his glory among the heathen. And then verse 27 through verse 29. Glory.
"Glory and honor are in his presence. Great and gladness are in his face. Give unto the Lord the vengeance of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness."
Very good. Yes, give unto the Lord glory and strength. He is holy, filled with glory. His glory filled the tabernacle, the temple, and they could see his how awesome that he was. And then 2 Chronicles, oh, verse 35, I'm sorry. Verse 35 is also in there. Good. "O God of our salvation." Yes, we can certainly give him glory for all that he's done for us, sending his son, his only begotten son, that we might have eternal life. 2 Chronicles 5:14. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 14. Yes, for the glory of the Lord is there. There's another verse talking about the glory of the Lord filling the house. And then Psalm 8 and verse 1. "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens." You know, you think about the heavens and the star and the sky and the world that we live in. You know, we live in this this duplex, or we live in this area called the Milky Way. And I've been doing some study on the Milky Way. As you think about the Milky Way, if our Earth was closer to the center of the Milky Way, because we're about the second band of the Milky Way. If our Earth was closer to the center of the Milky Way, there would be so much radiation that life could not exist. And if we're further out into the Milky Way, we would be pelted with so much dust and debris that it would destroy the world. God has placed us right at the right spot to sustain life. The glory of God. How awesome is that? He is all powerful. Psalm chapter 8, verse 1. And then Psalm 19, 1. Psalm 19, 1. Who'd like to read that one? Yes, right here. Again, another one. Very good. Yes, the heavens declare his glory. Once again, you look at the sky, not only the fact that we're in the midst of the Milky Way, but did you know that Jupiter and I think it might be Saturn, are placed in such a place that it keeps us from getting hit by comets or any other debris that flies. It's amazing how all that works out, that God placed it right in the right place. And I heard this week, right, that Saturn and Jupiter are supposed to be so close together, they're going to look like one planet in the sky on the 20th, right? 21st. And I've noticed them getting closer and closer and closer. This summer, I got to look at them through a telescope when I was up in Douglas, Wyoming. And we got to see the rings around Saturn and the moons around Jupiter. And we also got to see that comet that was over there just below the Big Dipper. And so God, he declares the glory of God, the heavens. It's awesome. I also mentioned before that now we're starting to be able to see the Orion. The Orion has three stars for the belt. And up in the upper right-hand or left-hand corner, it'll be Orion's right shoulder, is a planet called, or a star called Betelgeuse. And did you know that Betelgeuse is 2.5 times the size of our Earth's rotation around the sun? 2.5 times the size. I can't get my mind around that. If you can, tell me how you do it. I mean, he's just so awesome. The heavens declare the glory of God. He is so awesome and so powerful. And man looks at this and says, oh, it just happened. No, it didn't just happen. God created it. Well, there's a few more here. Psalm 19, let's see, where did it go? Psalm 57, 11 also. Yes. And then not only that one, Psalm 57:11, but Psalm 62, verse 7. Psalm 62, verse 7. And God is.
In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God.
Yes. In God is my salvation. My hope is in him. Set free, redeemed, justified, just as though I've never sinned, a legal term which means a change in God's record book. Redeemed, that is my God. That is my God. Psalm 62, 7, then Psalm 63, verse 2. Yes, thy glory. And then also Galatians 1, 5. Galatians 1 and verse 5.
To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Yes, to whom be glory. Yes. And then, let's see, that's Galatians 1, 5. Ephesians 3, 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Oh, I'm so thankful who my God is and what he has done for us. And that is, which one was that? What's next? Ephesians 3:16 is the one I just read, right? And then Philippians 1:11. Yes. Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Who's got that one?
Being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ and the glory of the
unto his glory. Yes, Philippians 1:1, and then Philippians 2:11. Yes, he is Lord, deity, supreme. We can worship him. He satisfies all of God's righteous demands. That's Philippians 2:11. So we want to look at Philippians 4:19 through 20. Philippians 4. Go ahead. Yes. He will supply some of our needs, right? Now, is that what it says, all? Yes, he supplies all our needs. Not necessarily our wants, but he supplies all of our needs. And, you know, sometimes there are things that we want, and they don't get supplied, and then later on, something even more wonderful happens, and then we realize, oh, I'm certainly glad he didn't answer that prayer request, because this is a whole lot better than that, right? Yes. Because of his glory. So Philippians 4:20, and after Philippians 4:20 is Hebrews 1:1 through 3. Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3. I can read that one. Yeah, verse 3, I think it goes through 4. Okay, being made so much better than the angels, he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than thee. I don't see glory in there, but I know it's referring to his glory. Going to sit down on the right hand of the Father on high, and the hope that we have is in him. Hebrews 1:4 is, there we go. Then Hebrews 2:7. Hebrews 2:7. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. So he was made a little lower than the angels, and then crowned him with glory and honor. Kind of goes together with the previous verse that we just looked at. Hebrews 2:7. And then there's Jude, verse 25. Amen. Yes, there's Jude. Remember Jude, I said all 10 of the major doctrines are found there, and there's Christ, the deity of Christ. Revelation 4:11. Yes, thou art worthy. Have you heard that song? Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Wow, that's powerful. And then there's also Revelation 19:1. As we close, after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. We serve a great God. And all that he's given to us, we should praise him and thank him for all that he's done. And once again, in light of Christmas, that baby in a manger was more than just a baby. He was Emmanuel, God with us, his glory. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. I pray that this has been an encouragement to each one of us as we leave tonight. I pray that we'll be encouraged of what and who you are, that we can certainly give you glory for who you are, and all that takes place within our lives. We pray that we'll have a good night's sleep tonight. Give us all safety as we go to our homes. And bring our students back again tomorrow. And also an opportunity to go back and to worship you again on Sunday. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks for coming tonight. You are dismissed. Yes.